Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up.
This is season 3, and we have our good friend Milan Smalls here. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
So Milan here wrote a good book that I actually had the pleasure of reading. I actually seen her standing up in front of church telling everybody about her book. I seen you, girl. Yes, I do go to church for you sinners out there. Hello. But anywho, so her book is titled It's Okay to Hear, and I wanted you to talk to us briefly about it.
So I was born premature. And I've had chronic ear infections, so all the surgeries and all the scar tissue, and it affected my hearing. So I have mild hearing loss in my right ear.
Okay.
So now I have to wear a hearing aid. And basically, my book, It's Okay to Hear, is about my experiences and challenges with wearing a hearing aid at a young age.
Okay. So what's some of the challenges you've experienced so far?
I've been through a lot of bullying.
What? You gonna meet me up there? Okay, well, go ahead.
Bullying, and I guess the responsibilities. It's a lot to bear, I guess.
Okay, so when did you first notice, like, you had that, like, was it in school or home?
My mom noticed it.
Okay, mom's around, always know.
Yeah, around fifth grade, when I came home tired, and I was... my grades were dropping because I couldn't hear what the teacher was saying.
What grade are you in now?
I'm in 8th.
Wow, I thought you was in like 3rd grade.
No.
Wow, you're an adult. Okay. So now you're out here writing books.
Yes.
Okay, so how's the books been going? Been selling good? Yes. I see you got some t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to give me something of your profits or no?
Okay.
She wasn't too sure. So do you think you'll write more books?
Yes.
Really? You already got a title for the next one?
I have an idea.
Excuse? So you want to move. So what's some feedback you've been getting back for, like, your books and stuff? Like, what people been saying?
Some people are inspired, and some people actually have hearing aids and tell me that.
So now you relate to those people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I was checking out your book. I was reading it. I thought it was pretty good for, like, say if I was to come across a child who, like, may be experiencing even the same thing you're going through or something different, like, I definitely feel like the book would help them out, encourage them, and, you know, maybe you would start a little book club for, like, young authors and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is that something you thought about, or?
No, not really.
Okay, cool. Oh, so you don't want to help out the young authors, huh?
I do.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So when is the next, where can people see you at to get your book and all those good things?
I'm on Instagram at milan.smalls.
Excuse me? Okay.
And my book is also available on Amazon.
How much is the book?
On Amazon, it is $12.99.
$12.99? Have your pennies ready. How much is it in person?
It depends on the event, I guess.
Yeah, because I think I got this book from your dad. I'm feeling like he overcharged me. So I'll chat with him about. So do you have any advice for the people who may be going through the same thing? Maybe they got hearing loss, or maybe they have other, like, you know, things going on that they scared to talk about.
For me, it was really hard to express my differences. So, like, don't be scared to be different. Like embrace your differences.
Yes, because we all are different. Check you out. So what else is going on? Anything else you want to let us know about yourself? How you feeling? You a little nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I see you in front of the church. Listen, if y'all in Philly, I know E9 is about 50,000 members there. This young lady was standing up in front of the church in reference to her book. Did you do pretty good at the books out there?
Yes, we sold out.
Oh, big business. Y'all need a team? Y'all need a manager or anything? Or is your dad handling everything?
Yeah, my dad's handling.
Thank you for tuning in to the Petty Wednesday podcast. Petty Wednesday is your midweek reminder that life is short. Let's joke a little, laugh a lot. You can find Petty Wednesday on Instagram, Petty Wednesday, Facebook, Petty Wednesday, and sometimes on Twitter, Petty Wednesday. And make sure y'all download the mobile app, Petty Wednesday, available on all devices. So, okay, let me make sure I have any more questions. I really want to just talk about the book, get people to, you know, a chance to know who you are. I know you're already famous or whatnot like that. So, and then I wanted to make sure you was writing more books so that people can be out here. Maybe you can help me write a book. I want to talk about laziness.
Do you
got some views on that? Okay, so we can get together. We can write a little book about people being lazy. And I also want to talk about people like, you know, this is not good, but, you know, the church just keep making you stand up, sit down, stand up, sit down. I really want to talk about that, too. You know, does that bother you in church? Are you an active member in the church?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, I don't want to battle with the church folks, so whatever. But, you know, I want to say congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
Check you out. The book is called It's Okay to Hear. And it was real, like, graphic and colorful inside. Like, it wasn't even, like, plain and boring. So that's pretty good. I thought that was pretty cool as well. Stuff. I'm going to read it to my daughter whenever I happen to run into her again. You know, say no. Whenever I see her, I'm going to read it to her, though. But thank you. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.